Hey guys, welcome to the Verrockers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's NoahDog54, or just Noah.
And this is Jeevan Stevens, or John.
And I am your host, otherwise known as Flabzixy Gaming on YouTube. You can call me Ethan though, because if you know me, that's what my name is. Welcome to today's episode, or this week's episode. Last episode, John made me the winner because it was just me and him, so obviously... and because of that, John wasn't going to make himself the winner, because that'd be a little rude. And I'm pretty sure it's against TOS and the Provoker's TOS. You can't make yourself those. Either way, that's why I am the host today. For me and John, it's only been a day since we talked. Not even, actually. 12 hours. You guys have got any small talk or anything?
Just got back from Florida, and that's really about it.
It's kind of boring.
Well, do you have any small talk, Mr. Guy over there?
I feel like you're really trying to censor yourself at this point.
I'm not even the host. So, you don't have to pretend to be nice.
Why'd you open that door, John? Why did you open that door?
I'll just remember, and then I will, I'm not saying I'll hold a grudge or anything, but, I'll become host one day, and then, we'll see what happens.
Sure.
Yeah, John, have you done anything in the last 12 hours?
I ate some food, and I played some games, and I slept.
So normal everyday things.
Yep.
Alright, well, that's fine. I mean, I haven't done anything extravagant or anything, but I've just been working on stuff. Like, I mentioned this in the last episode, but I've had some spare time. Once I get back from my little mini vacation this weekend, or for you guys, it'll be last weekend, I won't have much free time. But since I have free time at the moment, I've been sort of 100% in games on my Steam library. Indie games, mind you, not huge, like, frickin' Spider-Man 3 or... God of War 7, or not those big games, right? I've been mainly focusing on indie games. But it's been interesting, because I never thought I'd be a type of person to want to do that. And it's kind of interesting. There has been some struggles. A lot of the games have, one or two achievements that are just a pain in the butt to get to. So, yeah, that's been challenging. But aside from that, not much. I actually went into Portal today. Portal's given me given me a bit more trouble than I thought it would, because... the save system in that game it's okay. It's not like a bad save system, but the auto save is a little annoying, because once you go into a new level, you can't really go back unless you had a previous save point. So if you mess up in a previous level for an achievement, then you can't go back and you have to restart the entire game. So kind of annoying, but whatever. So that's that. In terms of headlines, the only real big one is a political one, and I don't really feel like talking about it because I'm sure you guys already know what it is. So, we're just going to skip past that stuff. Unless you guys had anything, but I doubt it.
Nah, I'm good.
Alright. Also, just some extra behind-the-scenes stuff. I was going to do a game show again now that Noah was here, but I realized that the last one I hosted was a game show, so we're going to hold off for a little while. I do have one really cool planned, so maybe the next time I'm the host, but right now we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be doing evil alter egos today, and what I mean by that is we're going to be talking with each other about what we think if we had an evil identity, or like a two-faced kind of thing, what would our evil personality be? What would our evil alter ego be? And we're going to be talking about it for each other, and then at the end we're going to talk about what we personally think what ourselves would be. Like I said, it sounds complicated, but that's what it's going to be. So we're not going to be targeting a specific person. We're just going to be going across, starting the conversation, seeing where it goes at that point, and, talking about what the evil version of ourselves would do and that kind of stuff. So that's what today's topic is all about.
Okay.
So,
I think this will be interesting.
Yeah. So I think, who do we think is the easiest that would have an evil personality doesn't have to be tied to the good stuff. It's usually disconnected and polar opposite. So who do we think would be like the easiest to point in the direction of this topic? Like, who do we think we can easily identify as this is what their evil personality would be? I almost,
John, maybe?
I was almost gonna say, I think John's the hardest. For me, anyway. Maybe for you, Noah, but for me, he's the hardest. So I don't know if,
Really,
like.
I thought interesting.
Really, I was thinking you will be the hardest, Ethan.
It's gonna be going really interesting if we all think we're all the hardest
No,
people.
none of us know anything about this topic. I don't know. I can't decide for any of you.
Well, I think I know what I would be, but that's just because I know who I am, right? So, like, I think I know what I would be, but
Right.
we talk about that at the end. So, I think,
Right.
John, I think you should start. You should pick either yourself, well, you can't pick yourself yet. Pick either me or Noah to dissect first, and then we'll see where the conversation goes.
All right. Let's see. I'm gonna go with Noah just to pick on him a bit.
Okay.
Personally, I think he would be doing a whole lot of crimes as a evil Noah. Because I mean, he's barely restrained from doing crimes as it is. So like, if he was evil, he would just have no restraints, and it would just it'd get out of hand real fast.
Okay, so what would his personality be though? Because like doing crimes isn't a personality thing. That's an action.
Are you
So,
sure it's not a personality? I can make it a
I mean, it's
personality.
linked to personality, I suppose. But I'm talking about like traits. Like, give him traits. I don't want like we'll get into the actions later. But I'm talking about let's just talk about his traits right now. Like the evil side of his traits.
I would say he would be like go like I don't know if there's a word for it, but like intentionally being inconvenient.
I feel like that is a word, but
You know what I mean?
I don't know what that word is. So,
Right, like I can't think of a word that would describe that other than the two words of intentionally inconvenient. I guess
I would look it up, but
not quite mischievous.
anytime I touch Opera while I'm recording, it's like my computer wants to shit itself, so I'm not gonna try. But
Right. Somewhere between mischievous and malicious, I'd say.
I think
Like I
malicious.
don't know what exactly.
Actually, no, because mischievous. If it's just about being inconvenient, I think mischievous would fit more with malicious. Because malicious is like you have like at you you're intending to hurt someone. Malicious is like that's what that is. Mischievous is like just kind of mischievous. I don't know how else to explain. It's kind of like you're not attempting to hurt anyone. You're just being naughty. I think that's a word.
Feel like naughty
So,
is, in this day and age, not the best word to describe it,
that's why
although.
I said it, because I knew I'd get a reaction of some sort.
What do you think about that, Noah? Do you think you would be mischievous and or naughty?
Mischievous, yes. Naughty, I'm concerned with that one.
Yeah, he'd be
You
like,
concerned to confirm
we're
it?
talking about the naughty list, right, John? The naughty list?
Yeah, Santa Claus will give you coal and all
Right.
that.
Yeah, the naughty list. That's what we're all talking and thinking about, right? There's no misconception here.
What would you think of anything other than that?
Exactly. Okay, so we have mischievous down. Is there anything else that you can think of, John?
I think he would hate children.
That's a
Oh,
very
you.
specific
Interesting
thing.
point.
Did you say you already do?
Yeah, so what's the point of that one?
Okay, so it's the opposite. I mean, he's a villain who loves kids. Oh no, this is going in terrible places.
Oh no, this is gonna be terrible.
He's mischievous and loves children. That's what I have down on. Oh no, this is bad. This is good. All right, that's the end of this episode, guys. Thank you so much
Good
for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
night,
All right, everything is perfectly fine. Okay, so mischievous and loves children. All right, John, keep going, bud.
Let me think. Well, like obviously we know that he's a bit tardy at times, right? So he would be perfectly punctual.
He'd be on time. Oh man, that's great.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so what's the opposite of tardy like? Because on time is two words. Well, but there's a trait. There's a word for it.
Right. I said punctual, but I don't know if that's necessarily on time or if it's just. Let me look it up.
Yeah, you can do that. While you're doing that,
Yeah,
I. So let's see. So mischievous and loves children.
that's terrible.
I
Yeah,
think
I was right.
you were right. What is the word for?
According to Google, punctual is defined as happening or doing something that the agreed or proper time.
Oh, okay. I've never even seen that word, so there you go. All right. Yeah, I was going to say, so going off of his traits now, it'd be just be the opposite. So, I guess... So the opposite of loyalty is like betrayal, right? So he'd be he loves children, but he betrays them. Oh man!
Yeah.
All right.
I mean that is kind of evil. Like if you get a child to trust you because they're naive, they'll trust anyone. But then betraying them is just like it's just like kicking puppies, you know? I mean,
kicking puppies.
That's pretty evil, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean that's what we're going for. Evil alter egos.
And he would be doing that too because you know he's no a dog, and the opposite of that would be hating dogs. So
that's true. He would hate dogs. That's true. So it's animal cruelty. Is that what we're going for?
Yeah.
Jesus,
it does seem like it. No, you're not a good person.
Not in this scenario.
Alternatively, you are a good person, and that's why your alter ego is just so terrible.
So, let's see. With the five we have down for Noah's evil alter egos, we have mischievous, loves children, punctual, betrayals, and then animal cruelty. those are the five we got so far. So let's move off of Noah for right now. Noah, you want to do... You said you thought John was the easiest for you, so you want to do John?
Yeah, I could do John.
Alright, so remember, take whatever his traits are now and then reverse them.
Okay. Huh. Well, I think John would be one to play with fire, so... Possibly an arsonist?
Arson? I love that's the first thing you go to.
I mean,
you wouldn't burn down something right now.
What are we talking about on Golf with Friends, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Burning down orphanages and whatnot.
Yeah. So arsonist would be, I've just dropped everything. So arsonist, I guess, because, I mean, your personality now would not obviously go down burning buildings or anything. So that is true. You would, the opposite of your, what's the opposite of arsonist? Just normal?
Just not doing crime.
Just, like, normal? I don't know, like, just, like,
yeah,
caring, I guess, could be a like, side of
the I would say the opposite of arsonist would be, like, someone who... is a firefighter, you know, someone who goes out of the way to stop fires.
Well, I mean, you can, arsonist could be, like, also, like, I could also just put down dangerous, right? I could put down, like, dangerous as if, like, you would actually, like, your evil alter ego, your personality now talks about doing crimes in a joking manner, your evil alter ego would actively do said crimes.
just do. There'd be nothing, no restraint from the dangerous side.
Yeah, so what else you got, Noah?
Let's see. We could put animal cruelty as well, because he loves dogs now, so...
Well, do you also like cats, though, right, John?
Yeah, I have two cats, so I'm one cat now, but...
Okay, so animal cruelty could work.
Let's see, John's very on time now, so he could be... late.
Yeah. So I become like you, please say.
Yeah, so he'd become lazy, I guess.
Yeah, lazy. I think lazy would be the opposite, yeah. So he's dangerously lazy, and he hates animals.
This is a good sign.
All right. Keep going.
Okay. Trying to think,
So he'd be... So dangerous... And so dangerous is the opposite of, like, kind and nice, I guess. Animal cruelty...
Mm-hmm.
Is like he loves animals, so he hates animals. Lazy is that he's on time, so that he's now that he's not. So,
yeah.
John is also. What's the word like? What's the word where like you you actively like I don't know. I guess loyal is sort of what it is, but like where you actively try and help people. What's that? What's the opposite? I mean, arsonist again is kind of the opposite, but again, that's more of an extreme term.
Right. Yes.
Oh, that would be malicious, right? That should be malicious.
Yeah, malicious, I would say, is the opposite of that.
So I think we could add that right now, because malicious, because right now he's, in his normal personality, he's like, he helps people and stuff, but.
Yeah, we could put malicious.
All right, I think that's a good one. You got anything else, though? Because we have four so far for him.
That's all I can think of for right now, unless you have one.
Yeah, I got a freaking, I can't spell. Malicious. Texas Speech wins again. Okay, let's see. So so we have kind, so I'm just trying to go through his traits like normally and then reverse them. So kind, on time, I guess, loves animals, not an arsonist.
yeah, not an arsonist.
Yep.
Let's see. Do you like children now? Or you don't care?
I'm kind of like indifferent on children. Like, they're just children.
So I won't. So I wouldn't be smart to do that.
Nope.
Let's see. You're very detail oriented. What's the opposite of that? Like messy, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of corresponds to lazy, though.
No, it's actually. Yeah, it's kind of like linked in there.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's why I thought John would be the hardest, because I'm trying to like. A lot of his traits can't be reversed, or if they can be, they're kind of correspondent stuff we already have.
Right.
Let's see, John. I mean, because John's gonna give his piece later. Because obviously no one knows John more than John. So.
Well, yeah.
I really. Do you like? I guess I said go back to arson. Damn it! I was gonna say, do you like nature?
Do you like buildings and trees not being on fire?
Are you normal by chance? Oh, I kind of sort of know. I mean, this wouldn't be arson. This would be, so John, do you have a preference in terms of guns? Like, do you like guns, hate guns?
Yeah, I would say I would be leaning towards not liking guns.
So I think so.
It's kind of one of those things that like I absolutely hate them. Like I definitely, they're like a tool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to come back to John. So we'll come back to John for his last trait here, because I'm really having trouble thinking of stuff. So now you guys need to do me or one of you. It doesn't. You guys can work together like what we were sort of doing with you, John. But gotta figure it out. So take the traits and then just reverse them.
Alright.
So, you know how, like, with me, we said that I was, like, not on time? Well, you would be like, you want others to not be on time.
So what would that be, like?
I don't know if there's a word for
it. There's gotta be a word for it. John, look it up.
I'm looking it up.
Alright. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm thinking there probably is a word, because, you know, there's a word for throwing somebody out a window, specifically. So,
yeah.
No, I looked it up. The closest things are, like, people asking to see if there's a word that describes someone who's not on time, like someone who is late, not wanting others to be late. So
you probably can't do that one, then. That's one of the ones you can't really flip.
I would also say lazy, similar to myself, where you value working hard a lot. So, like, I would say the opposite would be valuing to not work hard.
My problem with that is I do have lazy streaks. So, I don't know if I can fully say that.
Right. We could go with... What's your opinion on kids, Ethan?
Hate most of them, but like, I mean, some of them are fine. So I'm leaning towards hating, but I do like some of them.
I see. So in this case, you would be similar to knowing you like kids, but you hate some of them.
Yeah. So I guess the ones that I currently hate, I would like, and the ones I currently like, I would hate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how that works? Okay. So that would be, cause the only kids that I like are in my family circle. So I guess is there a word for that where you hate your family? I guess.
No, I feel like just that's when you have a messed up family.
Well, I mean, sure.
Well, you're messed up. You know,
there's got to be a word for that, though.
All right. Go to Google.
John, the Google man. Look it up. Noah, what were you going to say?
Don't know.
My FBI agent is like, what is it?
Like, not this guy again.
You.
I mean, so I would, I mean, no, I don't, I can't help you. I have to do my segment later.
Yeah. I'm thinking since we all have some kind of thing that says that we're dangerous, yours could be terrorist?
Terrorist. You're a threat to national security. Alright. I guess we're putting that down.
Alright. So, for the one that hates their family, it's apparently misanthrope.
What?
As everyone knows, the word misanthrope.
How do you spell that?
It's M-I-S A-N-T-H-R-O-P-E.
What?
I'm looking up the etymology of this word, because I'm
I've never seen this word in my life.
Yeah, no, I think I'm... Oh, it comes from Greek.
So I'm
that
a...
makes sense.
So let's... okay.
It comes from the Greek word misanthropes with a accent, though, so that's probably not pronounced right. But it's hating humankind.
Oh, okay. So let me get this straight. So the first two I have for me is terrorist and hates humanity. All right. Fabulous. We're doing great. All right. Three more boys. So terrorist is a misanthrope or whatever the frig it's called. I'm just going to put hates humanity. I'm not going to bother with that word because I don't even like, now that we know what it actually means. Like, I don't, like, I joke about hating humanity, but I don't actually, obviously, so my evil alter ego would actually hate it, so that's good, so that's actually a good idea.
Yes.
Alright, so.
What's your opinion on dogs or cats?
Well, I don't think we should have animal cruelty for all three of ours. It's okay if two people have it, but, because I love it, I love cats. I mean, dogs I'm in the middle of four, like, they need to be certain dogs for me to like them. Cats I love though, so, but.
Okay.
I would say you would be unfunny.
Wow! I see how it is. So like a blasé person?
Yes.
Because blasé just means humor. Blasé just means like you're cold about everything. There's no humor inside your body.
Okay.
All right. So far we have terrorist, hates humanity, and cold.
This is a good person performing.
Well, they're not supposed to be a good person. They're supposed to be an evil person.
Right,
that's true.
I can't tell if these are getting better or worse.
Yeah. So let's hope the three of us don't become supervillain.
I was gonna say, I don't think it can get any worse than terrorist, but we'll see.
Sure.
Good point.
Jeez. I'm trying to think of a good one, like,
yeah.
I'd say cruel.
Cruel? Yeah, I was almost wondering about that one, because, like, when I play games, any game that has, like, a mercy, or, like a pacifist route, almost, type thing, because there's a couple games that have that. Undertale obviously kind of started the gimmick. But a lot of games have that. Anytime that pops up, I'm usually one to go for the mercy route. So
yeah. So right. If you would normally play Undertale and go for the pacifist mode, your alter you would just go and kill everyone.
Basically. Also kind of goes with terrorists. But, you know. But,
Genocidal Maniac.
Yeah, Genocidal. No, that's... I'm replacing cruel with Genocidal Maniac. Let's go with that one. Oh my god, this is
genocidal. Maybe.
Okay, I missed one letter in genocidal, and I looked at like the autocorrect. It's recommending genocide AI. What?
Definitely not great.
Genocidal maniac. All right, great. All right, guys, doing great so far.
Oh, is that 4 or 5?
That's 4. So we want to do one more, I think, for this.
Oh, okay. I think I might have one more.
What?
Would you say you're sane now?
I mean,
I guess sane as everyone else. I mean, sane as like a normal person, I guess. Because like there is like actually insane. So if I'm not an insane asylum, then I wouldn't be insane. So I guess yes, I am sane currently.
Okay, so we could go for mentally psychotic.
Oh, great!
I mean, we could, but we already got genocide maniac. And if you're a genocide maniac, it's kind of like assumed.
Well, I guess not always, because some people like, especially but it's usually in video games. But some people like they're right in the head. They just don't like people. They just want to murder everything. And that's what a lot of times what's scary about some of those villains is that they know what they're doing. They don't. They're not just crazy. Like Joker's crazy. He's 100%. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But a villain like, I'm trying to think of the one you guys would know, but like, there's a couple of games that I've played where the villain is totally genocidal, but they know what they're doing. They're not crazy, they're just trying to murder absolutely everyone, because they just feel like it, or sometimes, you know, that kind of thing. So it doesn't always correlate, so that's why I'm going to add it. So I'll add, what did you say, no? Psychotic something? Mentally psychotic?
Yeah, mentally psychotic.
Great. Okay, so just to go down my list, we have terrorist, hates humanity, genocidal maniac, cold/unfunny, and then mentally psychotic. Great. We're building absolute menaces for this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Noah already has 5, so now we're just back to John's last one. Let's see. So we already have. So for John, we have dangerous, animal cruelty, lazy, and malicious.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to just say like, well, he's smart now, so your evil alter ego would be dumb. But you're stupid, because that kind of makes you like an unfun villain if you're just stupid.
Yeah.
And also, we could have said that for any of us, so we don't want to repeat.
We could go for broke.
I'm not rich now, so
I was gonna say, wouldn't he be rich in this case? Because like he's, I don't, I'm sorry, John, but I don't think you're that.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, no.
So, because I almost think that makes him more dangerous if he's rich, because he could buy the universe and he could buy nukes and stuff. So yeah, I think rich actually kind of fits well. Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Okay, so the synopsis for the viewers. We have, for Noah, we have malicious, loves children, still hate that one, punctual, betrayal, and then animal cruelty. For John, we have dangerous, animal cruelty, lazy, malicious, and rich. And then for me, we have terrorist, hates humanity, cold/unfunny, genocidal maniac, and then mentally psychotic. I feel like one of these is not like the other. But okay. So before, like I said, at the end of this episode, we're going to do ourselves, like what we actually think would be correct. However, before we get into that, because we still have time here, before we get into that, we should come up with some like things that our evil alter egos would do. So now that we have the traits, we got to come up with what our evil alter egos would do, right? So I think we started with Noah before. So me and John got to figure out what would Noah's evil alter ego, what would be the first thing he would do? So he's mischievous. He loves children. He's punctual. He betrays people, and he hates animals.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought of something that John's evil alter ego would do. No, I know exactly. It's terrible. Actually, that could fit for me too. But for Noah, I think the first thing he would do for his evil alter ego, if he's mischievous, so he's not actually that dangerous, because if he's mischievous, he's dangerous towards animals, specifically animals. So I think the first thing he would do for me, and John, you can have a different answer. The first thing he would do for me is blow up a dog hospital, I think, or something. But John, what do you think?
I think that might be accurate. I would say he would find some sort of like evil prank to do to possibly a child.
Oh no!
No.
Well, you gotta go into more detail than that, John. I gotta write this stuff down.
Yeah, they, for instance, they'd be like, "Oh, I got some ice cream for you. And then it's just like, gives them food poisoning, you know? Something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that wasn't as bad as I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to be like, oh, he gives them an ice cream, they lick it, and they realize, pipe bomb! And then they blow off or something. But,
it's only mischievous. He's not trying to kill this.
Yeah, I guess.
He's just trying to, like, play a prank on them.
So give children food poisoning is the first thing we think you would do. All right, give children food poisoning. You love to see it. Okay, so I think my thing that would come later. I think now that I think about it, because you are right. He's mischievous. He wouldn't blow something up immediately. I think he would have to get to that point. So give children food poisoning.
He has to work up to blowing up the
hospital. Yeah, basically. Okay. So what would be the next thing he does? So he does a prank where he gives someone food poisoning. That's kind of, I mean, that's terrible, but that's still mild for what could happen here.
Yeah.
What would be the next thing he does, you think?
I just feel like, maybe, like, steal someone's puppy. Not just so they could have the puppy, to, like, just steal the person's puppy. To, like, throw in the ocean or something.
Okay. So I'm going to add on to yours. I don't think he would just steal it and throw it in the ocean. I think he'd put it into a grinder. Like a meat facility or something.
Possibly. And then feed the
No! That is terrible. Okay, so steal... I mean, it's going to be a child again, probably. Steal child's puppy.
Yeah,
it's cool. Oh, this is terrible. She'll try to puppy. Blends it.
Are we sure this evil alter ego of his loves children? Maybe he actually does hate them.
Well, he likes the children. He doesn't like them having the dogs, though. Steel child's puppy, blends it, and feeds it to child.
Oh, no. They'll never have another puppy again because they don't want this to happen again. So that's their, like, motive.
That's so bad, dude. Oh, my God. This is awful.
It's okay. Traumatizing these children.
Okay, I think the next thing he has to do has to be actually, like, liking, like, he has to get in good with the children at this point, because, like, he's really not doing that right now.
Do something nice for the kids.
Okay, I think he would, I think he'd do something sort of nice, but there would still be a bit mischievous to it, because remember, he's evil. So, I think he'd throw a birthday party for one of the kids, and then at the end of the birthday party, he fills the pinata with poop. Or something.
Yeah.
Poop or nails or something. Like, something that, like, they don't want.
That's a poop. Because, okay. Like, then they're, like, so excited to burst over the pinata and poop sprays everywhere. Like, gotcha.
Throws birthday party with pinata poop or something. I'll just put that. This is great. Okay. So now that he's calmed it down a little bit, I think he goes back to menace. And I think, what should he do this time? I mean, he's already stolen a child's puppy, blended it, and fed it to some child, so I don't know how bad this can get. Let's see.
Does this child know that what they're being fed is their dog?
No, I don't think so. If he's being mischievous, they wouldn't know.
Got it.
Okay, well, okay, I think the next thing he would do... is I think we're ramping up for him to go to the hospital and blow it up, right? So I think I think before he does that, he's got to test the waters a little bit. So I think he would go to an animal shelter and blow it up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So
now, what do you think of your alter ego right now?
I think my alter ego kind of sucks.
All right, and then the last thing, because we're only doing five actions, so the last thing I think is that's when he would blow up the animal hospital.
Yeah.
So, like, these poor animals are already dying, and he's blowing them up to make sure they die.
You're not getting better here.
Oh, man, okay. Alright, going to John now. So me and Noah got to figure out what actions John's alter ego would do. So John's traits are dangerous, animal cruelty as well, lazy, malicious, which is, like, mischievous but worse, and then rich. So he's rich, so he can afford a lot. So there's no limit to what he can buy. So let's just remember that. Yeah. Noah, you got an idea of what the first thing he would do is?
Well, considering everything that we have for him, I can see him right off the bat blowing up a animal hospital.
Okay, so Noah's gotta work his way to blow up the hospital, but John just starts his day with it.
Yeah, because I'm malicious and not mischievous, right? Yeah. So, like, because Noah's not malicious, evil Noah, I should say, is not malicious, then he has to work up to it. But because evil me is malicious, it's just straight off the bat. Like, that's light work.
Yeah, light work. Okay, so, okay, that's the first thing he does. What's the second thing he does?
Okay. Okay, he gives a little kid a drink.
Oh no.
But in reality, the drink is a...
Oh no. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh no, what are you about to say?
Really?
The drink is a Molotov.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, what does he do with the Molotov then?
He lights it and gives it to the kid.
Don't Molotovs, though, don't they only, like, burst into flames if you throw them? Isn't that how games work?
Okay, fine. He grabs a Molotov and throws it at a kid.
Oh, that's much worse. All well, right.
I don't even hate children. That's either.
I'll just say, like, he throws, I'm going to put Molotovs, plural, because he's malicious and evil. And he's rich, so he can afford them. Throws Molotovs, plural, at crowd. Let's do that, at crowd.
I think crowd is better.
Yeah, it throws it at a crowd. Which children could be in the crowd, but it's just the general crowd.
They're not the target. It's just general chaos I'm spreading.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. What's the third thing he does?
Okay, he's rich, so... Oh, God, why do I think of this?
Oh, boy.
He makes a donation to a cancer charity and then asks for it back.
That is just a slap in the face to everyone.
I feel like that might be one of the lower ones. Like, it's still really shitty to do, but like, you're not actively murdering people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of like a, we haven't tapped into the lazy one yet, so I almost wonder if that's kind of lazy. Like, you know what? I changed my mind. I want my money back.
Yeah, I want my money back.
Okay, so donation.
Yeah, I give you that donation.
Donation to cancer. Takes it back, dashing the dreams of everyone inside.
Yeah, there's like a little kid, like, I'm not gonna have kids anymore. It's like, actually, you don't get it.
Alright, so now that their dreams are crushed and burned, what's the next thing he does? I think he's gotta go back into full throttle here, where he's trying to murder people.
Okay.
Oh, I got an idea, Noah, if you want to hear it.
All right, go for it.
So because he's so rich, he's like that, because like rich is just a general concept, so he would afford it. He buys the International Space Station, purposely sends it towards the Earth, and makes it blow up in a third world country.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yep, so they're just like, oh, honey, look at that meter. Oh, shit, it's coming towards us, and it like blow up.
That's bad, but I actually had something as you said that.
Oh, great. So he steals the ISS and rams it into a third world country.
He steals the ISS. Puts a hydrogen bomb on it.
Oh.
Wow.
And then throws it into the side of a planet.
Jesus Christ.
That's just like... I'm feeling menace to society is too mild of a term.
Yeah, it's too mild to describe evil.
I don't even have the terrorist trait, so I'm afraid for what we can come up with these things.
Well, terrorist means you're attacking your own nation, right? That's what terrorist specifically means. So yeah, okay. So the ones we have so far, we still need one more for Jumbo. What we have so far is he blows up Animal Hospital, throws Molotovs at a crowd of people, donates to cancer research, takes it back, dashing the dreams of everyone. So then he steals the ISS, rams it into a third world country with an active bomb on it. So
yep.
Okay.
So, that's
John, how are you liking your evil alter ego so far?
You know, I thought Noah's was pretty bad. I think Noah's is like, compared to evil me, evil Noah is like Doofenshmirtz, you know?
Like, he's Doofenshmirtz.
I think I've got a good one to end it.
Yeah, go ahead.
John takes a little boy's dog and cat.
Oh no.
Grinds them up in a blender. And then feeds it to the family that's looking for the lost pets.
I feel like that's kind of similar to yours, though, where you, where is it? Steal child's puppy, blends in, feeds it to child. Yeah, I think that's kind of too similar.
Ah, yeah. Point.
This is like, this is the ultimate evil act that, like, it's the worst of what I've been doing.
Yeah,
so
this is worse than the stealing the ISS and ramming it into the third world country with a bomb on it.
Right. Really, it has to involve fire.
Okay, so since John is really rich and he can afford basically anything, he some way somehow buys the bubonic plague.
He buys a disease. Yeah.
Some chemical
warfare.
I like it.
Yeah. And then he just spreads it all across, let's say, Africa.
I almost think too, now to add on to that, I say screw the bubonic plague. I think he creates a disease because he's so rich. He creates a disease that's like 20 times worse that kills people as soon as they get it, type of thing.
Right.
So I think we do that. So he, like you said, Africa, right? So he creates. Oops. He creates deadliest disease. Disease and targets Africa.
I apparently really hate third world countries as an evil person.
I mean, you probably don't have a problem with them now, so it does make kind of sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Targets Africa, killing everyone. Okay. All right. So to go off of John's thing here, the first thing he does in this order, blows up animal hospital. Throws Molotovs at the crowd, donates to cancer research, takes it back, dashing the dreams. Steals the ISS space station, has an active bomb on it, and rams it into a third world country. Creates deadliest disease and targets Africa, killing everyone. Okay.
Jesus.
Now we get into the section that I'm concerned, because you guys have a lot to work with here. So my traits are terrorist, hates humanity, cold slash unfunny, genocidal menace, or maniac, and then mentally psychotic. So I feel like you guys have a lot to work with here. So go ahead.
How do we start off? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, what would I start off with?
Of all the things we could do.
John, do you want to start tame or high?
I feel like we start tame. You know, that's been the format we've been going.
Yeah, the worst thing I do is at the bottom. But I mean, to be fair, my traits are also 10 times worse than what you guys have.
That is true. They are quite bad.
So I almost think you just start moderately and then go all the way to really bad. Don't even ignore the tame section of it. There is no tame with terrorists.
There is no tame. It is all terrible.
Yep.
Okay. Good point.
Okay, so I would say he starts off, you know, just getting rid of an entire group of people, you know what I mean?
Oh, no!
I think that's where he starts.
What group of people, John? Do you have any specific?
I don't know any specifics, and I'm afraid to mention any specifics, you know?
Okay, Noah, did you have an idea?
I was thinking something along the lines of you. You decide to recreate. Oh, jeez.
That's a plot.
You decide to recreate the Boston bombing.
Oh.
Oh, that's
just on a larger scale.
So just no more Boston.
No more Boston.
It's gone.
So I just eliminate an entire, like, is Boston a city, right? Or is it like a.
It's a city.
So just an eliminate entire. I almost think if you're gonna go for a city, you should go for like the biggest city, which I believe is New York City.
Yeah. I believe that's the biggest in America. What is the biggest in the world?
Is Dubai the city, technically?
I'm looking it up.
I think Dubai's a country, but I think almost that they have a bigger city than New York. I don't know, actually.
Largest city in the world is Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, 1 million people. Oh, no. No. Okay, no. So instead of the Boston bombings, it's just recreating... like Hiroshima, basically. Great, awesome, fun.
Yep.
Okay, so launches, launch, because that's across the pond, so I can't exactly just create bombs. So launches nuke strike at Tokyo. Great. And remember, with nukes, there's radiation for miles, so that's not even just getting rid of Tokyo. That's getting rid of almost all of Japan. Great, fabulous.
This is the second thing you do, too.
No, this is the first thing. This is the first thing.
The first thing you do.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so now second thing. So that's the first thing, so now we keep going.
We started off real strong.
You sure did. Yeah.
Got any ideas, John?
Yeah, it's hard to move up from... just eliminating the world's largest city.
I mean, there's definitely
like,
things you...
just no more of the planets. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, there is still stuff you could go with here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, I feel like you'd start creating the Death Star in your life.
That's amazing. What was the... I never watched Star Wars, so I obviously know what the Death Star is, but what was the purpose of it? Like, was it just space travel?
The purpose was to blow up planets.
Oh, okay. Got it. So,
yep.
creates Death Star. So, obviously, if I just blow up the Earth, it's over for everyone. But, like, what planet should I blow up as, like, a message? Like, what planet do you think should be a message to Earth?
I would say Mars, because you know how like everyone's like able to get to Mars to escape like we go with Mars to just be like, there's nowhere else to go.
Got it. No, were you trying to say right.
something? Oh no, I was agreeing with him.
Okay. So creates a Death Star, blows up Mars. Actually, now that I think about it, we're close enough to Mars that the debris would probably fall to Earth, creating like a meteor effect. So that's not good. Okay, what's the third thing I'm doing?
Typically, we've been calming down. You know, you take a break from the worst to the worst for a little bit.
Seems true. Yeah,
I would say you just go like. Beat up a bunch of people. Not necessarily kill them, you know, it's lightweight after all, but it's just like, go on a tirade and just going around like, oh, okay, you're a guy, I'm gonna beat you up, and you knock them out, and you just keep moving down the line with people as you walk down the street.
Okay, no, I know you have an idea.
I was thinking something along the lines... You go up to a kid.
Oh no.
And you hand him what looks like an ice cream cone. But really, inside that ice cream cone is a very powerful pipe bomb.
Oh no.
And as soon as they look at, well, you could use your imagination.
Okay.
Yeah. I think this is the evil Ethan saw evil Noah give a kid food poisoning with ice cream. Was like, that's like I can do better than that.
It's like, I almost want to like upgrade this one, right? I almost think like it's like we can keep it what it is, but I have an idea of upgrading it. Instead of just like giving them the ice cream, you still give them the ice cream, but you do so in a kindergarten playground.
Oh no!
It's just over.
No.
Oh man.
Yeah, it is in line with your other actions.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Person. That's what I was thinking. Hands kids pipe bomb. Oh no. Pipe bomb at playground.
You might not even have ice cream. It's just
a waffle cone with a pipe on
it. You don't even try to fool them. It's just an exposed pipe bomb. Okay. That was the third thing. Let's go to the second to last thing here. What is the second to last thing I'm doing?
Okay.
I think from here, you just, like, maybe wipe out you can't wipe out another city, because I know it's just on level with taking out Japan. So I would say just, you know, let's move up to an entire country. Yeah.
Just blows up an entire country.
Okay.
What is he using to blow it up? Because if you just said nukes again, then it's kind of similar to the first one.
Yeah. That's a good question.
I mean, you've given me space at this point. I'm currently in space.
Well,
so
you have a Death Star. You know, you don't want to blow up the planet just yet, but we'll get to that. I would say you blow up the moon. So more debris hits the Earth.
Interesting.
And then that also like messes up the tides, and it's just like it's a problem.
I think what researchers have said is that if the moon were to explode or disappear in some way, the sea like the waves would knock out any coastal city. So like New York City's done. I think, Los Angeles, no, Los Angeles is kind of not landlocked, but I think they would have, like, flooding. But either way, if you're near an ocean in any way, you're getting wiped out.
So, yeah.
The same time, I would also get wiped out, you know, it's just like...
So we can go with that, and let's know what you had an idea.
I did think of something. I don't know why my brain went with this, but... It's what I got.
Well, there's a lot of things to question with this one, but, you know, it's fine.
Alright, so hear me out. You take a monster truck.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you run over... Let me try that again. You take a monster truck, and you run over... Somehow, in order, an orphanage, an elderly home.
Oh no!
And then a home for the blind and disabled.
Oh no! They won't even know what's happening. Yeah. Oh,
what's going on?
That's terrible. Oh, dude, can you imagine the absolute chaos that happened? Because like the blind people would hear it coming. But the deaf people wouldn't, and it'd be the opposite. So yep. The deaf people would see what's happening, but they wouldn't hear it. And the other side is that the blind people wouldn't see it, but they would hear it. That is awful.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yep.
I think that is a good fourth one to put here. So I almost think too. I almost think just to up the ante just a little bit, because why not, right? Because a monster truck by itself won't really do much damage to buildings, I think it should have spikes on, like, typical evil, like, spikes on the wheels, as well of as well as bombs that, eject out the side as I go past it.
Yeah, so, and that works.
Creates monster vehicle, I'll just say, because I know it's a monster truck with the monster there. Creates monster vehicle and rams slash destroys. It was orphanage, elderly home.
Yep.
And then, like, what's the, like, a disabled home or something?
Yeah, so, whatever you would call home for people that can't hear, people that are blind.
Gotcha, okay. All right, fellas, we're here at the last thing. So what is a terrorist, hates humanity, cults less unfunny, genocidal maniac, and mentally psychotic person do?
I think they there goes humanity. You get back in your Death Star and just blow up the Earth. That's what I think.
Well, I almost think if he's mentally psychotic, he should do it in a more extravagant way than just like...
That's true. You know what? They drive the Death Star into the planet and then blow up everything, including the Death Star. You know, go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang. Alright, Noah, do you have an idea?
I was thinking, I'm trying to think how to go from what I just gave you to something worse.
Oh, I'm sure there's something worse.
Oh, I know there's something worse. I just... Oh, I don't know. Oh, no. Yeah, there's always something worse.
What do you...
Okay. You steal a rocket from NASA, put a bomb in it, like a really, really big bomb, send it back toward the Earth, but you have it so it's directly aimed at a bouncy house full of children.
Oh. Oh, no.
They're just like, oh, yeah, we're bouncing out of fun. What's that rocket in the sky? It seems like it's coming toward us. It's just coming toward us.
Okay. So with Noah saying it's like the world gets blown up anyway, but instead of just like ramming it with the Death Star having no actual target other than the Earth itself, this time I'm blowing the Earth up, except this time I'm targeting the children in a bounty house first. Okay.
Hey, you will be the first to no longer have fun.
Steals rocket with nuke in it. Sends it towards Bouncy House, eliminating humanity. Okay, so to go over the synopsis here, the first thing I do is I launch a nuke strike at Tokyo, create Death Star, blows up Mars, hands kids pipe bombs at a playground, create monster vehicle at ram/destroys orphanage, elderly home, and disabled home in that order. Then the last thing I do is I steal a rocket with a nuke in it, sends it towards Bouncy House, eliminating humanity. All right, fun. So that was the...
That's good.
That's the thing that goes there. Okay, so now that we've done all that, I think it is time to self-analyze... first of all, do you think what we said about your evil personality is true? Now, obviously, it's not your current personality, it's your evil altered ego or whatever. So, do you think that's accurate? And if not, then give some, like, pointers as to what you actually think is your evil altered ego. So, John, since we started with you before, we'll start with you again. So, do you think that you're dangerous, animal cruelty, lazy, malicious, and rich? And do you agree with the actions that your evil alter ego would do?
Yeah, I feel like that's fairly accurate.
Yeah? Any reason in particular why?
Because I know for a fact that I wouldn't do those things currently. So,
Are you sure you wouldn't hijack the International Space Station, ram it into a third world country? Now, come on, don't be a liar.
I feel like... That is something that I would not do. You know, I've never had the opportunity, right? So I'm not sure. I could say for certain, but I feel like I wouldn't do that.
Why is that coming down to Earth? Shouldn't that be in space? Oh, God! They'd all die.
Yeah.
Okay. Noah, we'll go to you. So, Noah, do you agree with your traits, and do you think that that's what your evil alter ego would do in terms of your actions?
Well, considering the fact I don't plan on doing that at all anytime soon, yeah, I think it fits pretty well for my alternate ego.
Ah, come on. You're not going to steal a child's puppy, blend it, and then feed it to the said child? Come on, man.
Yeah, no. I might blow up an orphanage, but that's about it.
What about a birthday party with a pooping eye? You
want to
do that? Tell me
what
you
want. That's definitely like the less. That's the most mild thing on the list, so it's kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, that'd still be like disgusting. Because I was like, what poop are we talking here? Because he hates animals, so he's not gonna go near animals to get it. So that only leaves one possible.
It's his
option.
Own poop.
Yeah, I was gonna say that only leaves one option. So there you go. In terms of my traits, I think, I feel like they're probably the worst out of the three evil alter egos here. Which, by the way, let's say these all of our evil alter egos are in the same planet. It's just humanity's done for. It's over.
Yeah, you know, the alternate universe where you know, we still know each other. We still hang out. We're still friends. It's just not looking good for humanity.
I just call you guys and be like, "Hey guys, I made a Death Star. You want to come on it?" And John's like, "No, I'm too busy blowing up an animal hospital." And
I can't come over today. I gotta do some crabs over here. Just burn down some buildings. You know how it is.
Yeah, no, Noah's like, yeah, sorry, I can't come. I'm too busy blending a puppy. Like something like that. So, you know.
No, hold on. I'm in the middle of just blending a puppy.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be setting up the poop pinata, you know? Like, listen, this is not quick. It takes a while to get this much poop, so.
It takes a while. No, he's like, yeah, I had too much talk about last night. It'll come fast. In terms of my list, like I said, they're definitely, definitely not true for my current self. So it's got to be my evil self would definitely be correct here. So I guess technically speaking, the one they didn't really touch on too much was the terrorist one. I guess with the where a nuke the bounty elves. I mean, I'm assuming that could be in America maybe. Definitely the genocidal maniac, the cold for sure. I guess they didn't really touch on funny either, but the cold slash unfunny is grouped together. And then mentally psychotic for sure, because, you know, you create the Death Star. You know, I feel like you gotta be some sort of insane to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Hates humanity, obviously warrants all the bad things that my evil alter ego did, so yeah. I think if our evil alter egos were able to walk around, then the world would be doomed to the same day they were created. Because it'd be all over. I would be making the Death Star, blowing up Mars. Noah would be blending children's puppies and feeding it to them. John would be blowing up animal hospitals. It'd just be over. Like, it's practically over for everybody. Although I am looking at... Screw the animal hospital thing for John. John is creating the deadliest disease and specifically targeting Africa. That's what he would say.
Yep.
But yeah, obviously, this episode is purely for fun, purely for, like, just in thoughts, you know? One of these episodes where there's really no meaning behind it whatsoever. There's not even, like, any sort of takeaway from this. It's just a silly idea. It's just a stupid idea, so that's all this was.
Yeah.
The entire point of the non-serious episodes is to make you laugh in some way, so that's why we come up with this kind of crap. So yeah, there you go. That's gonna probably do it for this episode. The last episode was just went a little bit over, so I think actually this is perfect time actually. So there you go. But with that being said, I was calculating points the entire time. I never really mentioned how you got points. The way you got points was if you just followed the rules of like giving the opposite traits and stuff. And I awarded bonus points if you could make me laugh, which happened quite frequently. So who wants to hear the points first?
Sure.
All right, Noah wants to go first. So, Noah, you have, in total, 73 points. Nice job.
Okay.
John, bald man himself, you have 68 points, making Noah the winner, surprisingly.
Damn.
It was lots because Noah went to more deadlier places. Like, because of that, that made me laugh, so that's why he got more bonus points. So that's why Noah is currently the winner. So, Noah, do you have a winner's speech?
This was a very fun episode, and it was very interesting to see how us would think of our different personalities. Apparently, we all think we're very, very fucking evil and fucked up. But, nonetheless, this was probably one of my favorites that we've done in Season 2 so far, just because it was very funny the entire way through.
Yeah. Season 2 has been filled with a lot of funny episodes so far, because we had the Build a Story one, which was just absolutely hysterical. I literally named that the funniest episode we've done, because it was. It was the funniest episode we've done up to that point. This is definitely up for sure, because we were laughing, like I said, the entire time. And we definitely need to do a Build a Story part 2, because that was just one of the best topics we've ever done, so... So John, do you have a loser speech? I mean, you didn't lose by much, but you still lost in the end.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, be glad that it's not Evil Jeebins losing. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, things would not be looking good for either of you.
Is that a threat? Because don't get my evil alter ego mad. It's over for you.
Yeah, no. If you get Noah's alter ego mad, maybe he'll kill your puppy, right? If you get Ethan's alter ego mad, maybe all of humanity.
You know, I was gonna say Noah's more like he's the type of like evil alter ego to stab you in your dream. I'm the more one that's gonna just stab you in general. That's what I was thinking, but yeah. But yeah, I think it's gonna do it for this episode, guys. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. That's what we do around here. And you can find me over on YouTube at FlabDixieGaming. I'm not currently on Twitch right now. I mean, I am on Twitch, but I'm not currently streaming on Twitch. But you can find me over at FlabDixieGaming as well. Whenever I have time for streaming, which will probably be super late down the line, you can just follow over there anyway. But YouTube, I still post on YouTube all the time. Don't worry about that. You can find John at JeebensFeebens on Twitch. He'll be returning soon. By the time you're listening to this, he might be back in a week or so. But you can still go over and follow him anyway, and you will be notified when he does go live by clicking the follow button. And following is free, so there's no excuse. You can find Noah at NoahDog54 at Windows/Xbox, or if you want to talk to him on Instagram, NoahDog5434. He also is the one running the Provoker's official account, so you can head over there if you want to chat with us. Chat with him, but we also promote when the episodes go live, and also maybe later in the line some promotional material, that kind of stuff. So the Provoker's official is the name of that. You can check out the Patreon that we currently have. We have Patreon for different tiers. We have the extra cuts as well, but the different tiers have different stuff in them. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. So the more you pay, the more behind-the-scenes you get, basically. But in terms of the extra cuts, they're basically the way you can call extra cuts is because they're just like extra content. That's all it really is. So if you want more extra content, head over to the store section of the Patreon and you can check all that stuff out. The first $5 or $3 that we can kind of test it to see if you even like that kind of stuff. And if you don't, you only missed out on $3. It's $3. That's less than a Happy Meal at this point. And then if you do end up liking him, then there's the rest become $5 after that. And then it's really not that much of an upcharge at that point. And that's just because if you want more content, then you get more content basically. But I think that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.